Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Cooler temperatures in Haifa make it a pleasant evening, perfect for those enjoying a late-night stroll or a quiet moment under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. military has struck Iran after the downing of a helicopter, calling it a proportional response. Also, according to Ynet, the IDF has uncovered Hezbollah's secret arsenal on Beaufort Ridge. They describe it as a Gaza terror model in the north. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the U.S. has launched retaliatory strikes on Iran, following the downing of an Apache helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Forward highlights a controversy involving Colombian President Gustavo Petro, who sparked outcry over a tweet reading, "Hail Hitler." And finally, JTA reports that 24 Latin American lawmakers have condemned Petro's comment, stressing that Nazi references must not become rhetorical tools. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, posted just minutes ago about the U.S. launching a retaliatory strike on Iran, linking to BBC's coverage. Eli Afriat from Israel wrote recently about the turbulent situation in the Middle East, highlighting multiple military operations across the region, including Iran's actions against Kuwait and Bahrain. Mark Dubovitz, CEO of a policy institute, warned earlier that if Hezbollah and Iran continue their unchecked aggression, Americans could be targeted, as demonstrated by the Apache helicopter incident. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. military strikes on Iran, the Times of Israel describes it as a defensive action after an Apache helicopter was downed near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. Central Command emphasized this as a proportional response. This incident raises tensions significantly, risking further escalation in the region. Turning to the IDF's findings in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that Israeli Givati troops discovered an advanced arsenal belonging to Hezbollah, including missiles and drones. IDF officials claim these discoveries are significant setbacks for Hezbollah's operations. This development underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces on its northern border. Meanwhile, in Colombia, President Gustavo Petro's controversial tweet has drawn widespread condemnation. As Forward reports, the comment has sparked a backlash from Israeli and Latin American leaders. Petro's words have highlighted the sensitivities around historical references, particularly in the context of diplomacy and international relations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Iran fired missiles at Israel, prompting the activation of defensive systems and emergency measures across the nation. Separately, Globes reveals that layoffs of low-paid workers have skewed the average wage figures in Israel, showing a 4% increase in April compared to the previous year, yet lower than in March. And finally, Walla Business notes a quick correction in the labor market, with the average salary dropping by 1,570 shekels after hitting a peak in March. According to preliminary estimates from the Central Bureau of Statistics, that's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.